In the same area, you're also going to see a fairly large, robust fern called bracken. The entire fern that comes up out of the ground is one leaf, and so it's got this big triangular shape. And when you see this, it also typically indicates more acidic ground or kind of poor growing conditions, and there's a lot of it here. It's nice and green during the summer, but you get a first frost, and it's one of the first plants to show frost. And so when you come out here in the fall and it's browning up, you know that this area has already experienced frost. And as we said, we get frost here earlier than you would get in a lot of places. You'll also see growing all over the ground these kind of short plants, maybe a couple, 3-4 inches tall, that kind of look like mosses, but they're actually woodier or stouter than the moss. And it's called a club moss. It's actually another type of plant similar to ferns in that they reproduce with spores rather than seeds. And it's pretty interesting, as you wander around Creamsville Swamp, you can encounter several different species of club moss. Some of these club mosses in the past have been collected locally and made into Christmas wreaths and actually sold to raise money for charity. Unfortunately, these plants take a long time to grow, so it's really kind of not a very good practice to do that, because you can really deplete a population pretty quickly.